Hi, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We're studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we're in verses 23 to 26. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Now we saw last time that God justifies a man freely, and here we see it is by His grace. In other words, all the cause to justify us is out of God's own heart. And this redemption is in Christ Jesus. So we're justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. All are under sin, and so we all need redemption. The word redemption means to purchase. In the Old Testament, we see it used in buying and selling. We have been purchased. The price, the blood of Christ. People say that I teach cheap grace, that this is cheap grace, but it isn't cheap. Nothing is cheap that cost God His own Son. We get it free. It's not cheap to us, it's free to us, but it cost God everything, His own Son. Notice that this redemption is in the present. We are redeemed. In Ephesians 1:7 it says, in whom we have redemption through His blood. There is another sense, however, in which we are not redeemed. In Romans 8:23 it says that we are awaiting for the redemption of our bodies. So we are redeemed and justified, and we will have bodies in the future redeemed in resurrection. And Christ is an all-the-way-home Savior. He takes us from the past to the present, all the way to the future. Ephesians 1:7 says we have redemption through His blood. And in Ephesians 1:14 it says we're waiting for the redemption of the purchased possession, very similar to Romans 3 and Romans 8. And our redemption is in a person. It's through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. A person is our wisdom. A person is our righteousness. A person is our sanctification. A person is our redemption. And a person is our resurrection. He is our I Am. The Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. We have all in Christ. Now in verse 24 it says, we're justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And it says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. So God has set Christ forth as a propitiation. And we're going to see that this word here is literally foreordained. If you read in the Companion Bible margin, this was not a reactionary movement by God. He foreordained Christ for this role. So God foreordained Christ as a propitiation, and the propitiation is a satisfaction. In the Old Testament, it is a reference to the place where the atonement was made. The blood was poured out at the altar, if you read your Old Testament, and in some cases, the blood was sprinkled on the mercy seat. And this is where the Lord met with His people. He could meet with His people because He had provided a righteous way to do so. The blood that was shed spoke of a life laid down and reminded the Israelites of the reason it had to be laid down, because of their sins. Christ is God's propitiation, and it is through faith. Now notice, it's Christ's faith. Remember, He had to be who He was to do what He did. He lived a perfect life, like the offerings of the Old Testament. Remember, they had to be without blemish, and that without blemish signified the perfection of the life of Christ. And yet it is in His blood. In other words, the perfect life gave all the value to His redemptive work. His perfect life would be of no use to us unless He laid it down for our redemption. To be clear, man is not placating God as pagan religions teach. God is providing the propitiation. It was His plan, and Christ carried it out. But we also are not ignoring God's wrath. Remember that God's wrath is stated in Romans 1:18, and that is why this gospel of grace was needed. So to continue, why did God set forth or foreordain Christ in this way? And it was so that He could declare His righteousness for His passing over the sins of the past and His forbearance. That is, God dealt patiently with those who lived before Christ because He had prepared an offering for them from before the foundation of the world. And that He might prove that He is just in justifying you and me today. God never ignored sin or swept it under the carpet. God is just, that is, He never does anything wrong, yet He justifies those who did wrong. How can God justify wrongdoers? Well, look at the cross, dear friends, and see love and light, see justice and justification, see righteousness and peace converging there. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.